During a wine tasting, the visual phase is the first sensory experience we have. Through sight, we gain key information about its condition, production, variety, and quality. This first impression not only anticipates the olfactory and gustatory sensations that will follow, but also allows us to begin to understand the wine in detail. The first thing we notice is the wine's layer, that is, its color and intensity. In white wines, a pale yellow hue with greenish hues usually indicates youth. In contrast, a golden or amber hue reveals a more mature wine. In rose wines, a light pink color is typical of younger wines, while salmon or orange tones are characteristic of more aged wines. In red wines, a bright ruby red corresponds to young wines, while garnet or brick red tones indicate aging or aging. Color intensity is also relevant. A wine with a deep, vibrant color suggests a higher concentration of compounds such as polyphenol, which influence its structure and aging capacity. Conversely, a weaker or duller color may indicate a lighter wine. Another element we look for is reflections. In whites and roses, greenish reflections indicate youth, while golden or copper tones signal maturity. In reds, violet reflections signal youth, brick or tile tones, maturity. The clarity and brightness of the wine also offer clues. A clear, bright wine reflects careful winemaking. If the wine is cloudy, it may be an unfiltered wine or a defect. However, in some cases, a slightly cloudy appearance is intentional and reflects more natural processes. When swirling the wine in the glass, we can see the so-called tears or legs, which slowly descend down the glass. Their thickness and speed provide information about its alcohol or sugar content. Thin, rapid tears usually indicate a light wine, while thicker, slower tears suggest greater body and richness. Dregs or sediment may also appear, especially in long-aged or unfiltered red wines. This is not a defect, but rather a sign of natural evolution in the bottle. It is recommended to decant these wines before serving. Finally, to make a proper observation, it is important to place the glass on a white background. This way, we can accurately assess the main color, reflections, clarity, brightness, and tears. All of these elements, when carefully observed, allow us to better understand the wine before even smelling or tasting it.